Live from the Irma Bombeck Writers Workshop in Dayton, Ohio, it's the School of Podcasting. Today, I'm going to tell you a phenomenal resource for you to find better content.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, thanking you so very much for tuning in. I know your day is busy, and I'm glad you've taken some time to hang out with me. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing, things like that. And today I have a phenomenal resource for you. It's publish.com, and you'll hear more about that in a second. I did want to give you a few things. Number one, if you'd like to contact me, it's very easy. Email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. If I said that too fast, just rewind. It's a podcast. There you go. Or you can comment out at our website. Everything I talk about today, you can find it at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you're ready to start your own podcast, just go out to the website, schoolofpodcasting.com. But I want to give you some heads up about this interview. This was done at, again, the Irma Bombeck Writers Workshop in Dayton, Ohio. Thank you to everyone that I met. Phenomenal people. Thanks to Abby and Matt who and everybody else that was involved in throwing this shindig. It was awesome. And I was so just honored to be there as a presenter. But here's the thing with this interview. I'm talking with Jesse and Emily and Mark, and it's at the end of the day, like probably 8:30, 9:30 at night. They've been manning the booth all day. I've been sucking up as much information as I can all day and doing presentations. So we're all a little, we're just extremely tired. We're punch drunk. We're slap happy. You name it. We're a little goofy. And so when I did this, we were just laughing. We basically had too much fun having this interview, and it was tangent oplenty. So I had to go back and edit this, and at times it just there's no way to edit this without making it sound like it's edited. So if it sounds like this has been cut to pieces, it's because it was. It was recorded with my Zoom H4, which occasionally still gets the whole popping peas thing. Drives me nuts about this thing, and I even had the little black, you know, bozo nose on it, so it didn't look so much like a taser. But with that, let me shut up. This is a little longer than usual episode, but it's good stuff. It does cover two things. Number one, what is publish.com and how can I use it to get better content for my podcast? And then number two, I talk a little bit about, okay, I'm a podcaster who's thinking about taking some of my blog posts and turning them into a book. And so that's two topics in one. In one episode. So let me shut up and we'll get to my interview with Mark, Jesse, and Emily from Publish.com. All right, so I am, if you're new to the show, today's going to sound a little different because I'm actually in a big empty room at the Marriott here in Dayton, Ohio. We're at the Irma Bombeck Writing Workshop where I've actually been talking about the joys of podcasting to anyone that will listen. And I always talk about this in the past. When it comes to promoting your podcast, find out where your audience is and go there. So I'm with a bunch of writers who want publicity, and hey, what a great way to get publicity. How about a podcast? So I stumbled across Emily and Jesse today. They're from Publish.com. And actually, two years ago, I met with Mark from Publish.com, and we said, you know, it would be cool if we could somehow, actually, this is more Mark than me. Let's just get that right on the table. But he said, what are podcasts and how can we do this? And they basically, Mark has taken this idea of, this is how I describe it, and then we're going to get to Emily and Jesse, and you can tell me if I'm completely off base. I said it's like a dating site.
Yeah, it's kind of like Match.com.
Awesome. Like Match.com, except instead of I'm, you know, a single white male looking for a short blonde collie, I'm actually a podcaster looking for somebody in the science fiction or whatever genre of an author. So the beautiful thing of that, most authors have people that like their stuff. And if they like the author stuff and
the stuff meets your podcast, then in theory, the author will bring listeners to your podcast. Now, what does the author need? The author needs people to know about their book. What do you have? You have listeners as well, and it's kind of a listener swap.
Yeah.
And so, Emily, who's going to start off here first? Or are you just going to tag team?
We always kind of tag team with everything.
So, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure.
Our pleasure.
Absolutely.
So,
we're excited.
Yeah. How was my presentation today?
It was top shelf.
It was really informative.
Yeah, I learned a couple things. You know, I thought you handled the questions excellently. I'm sure you get the same questions all the time, and it's got to get real annoying to explain the difference between a blog and a website, or how the fact that they're really the same thing, you know, yes, and people not really understanding that distinction. So I thought you handled it with grace and charisma.
Also, as soon as you brought up RSS feeds, I was like, this is going to be a
train wreck.
Tough sell.
Yeah.
For everybody in the room.
It's like being like a group of kindergartners, let's talk about brain surgery.
But we loved that you said, I mean, because it really is, I mean, it felt like a day at work for us, having to explain a lot of what we do with our online marketing to authors. That primarily what we do is deal with authors and talk to authors about how to market their books. And so many of our days are spent talking to authors about how the old model of traditional PR is kind of going out the window.
Which was
With mainly just of
pitching to traditional print media sources, sending advanced reader copies of your book to the New York Times Book Review. Mm-hmm. And they still get thousands of pitches every day, and it's still the books from the big name publishers who have personal relationships with these people that get their books reviewed and published in the New York Times.
Right.
And it's just, especially, I mean, for our small, small company, we don't have any relationships with people at the New York Times, and they could care less about our books. So that's why podcasts are perfect, is that we can contact other people with, like, we're at the same level, kind of, you know, and everyone is trying to, it's very indie, kind of, and it's kind of grassroots, you know, so yeah.
But also reaching that niche audience, which was something that you definitely touched on today, and that it's so important for us to try to keep up with media in the most current way possible, and kind of do away with a little bit of that traditional publishing, that traditional PR model that wasn't doing so well. It's not really garnering any response for anybody.
Right.
And the thing that is doing really well, and I mean, I think it was illustrated very well today by all the blogs that you read every day, the things that Jesse and I read every day, the things that we check up on daily to get our news from. I go to, you know, I still check BuzzFeed if I'm looking for something that I don't already know about from my own blog role, things that are new and trying to keep current, and basically what a lot of our job is, trying to convince authors how important that is, and that it's not just about seeing your book on a shelf anymore in a brick and mortar store. It's about having a real online presence and keeping that going in a way that's very accessible. And so, I mean, podcasting couldn't be more.
And it means so much more when, I mean, it's amazing how intimate you feel with bloggers online, you know, and it's because you are reading their diary, kind of, and so it means so much more when they authentically recommend a product to you or endorse something. That means so much more to me than if I just read a review of it in a, you know, in a magazine, you know. And it's just, it's, yes, their readership is a lot smaller than the New York Times Magazine, but everyone that reads that blog is really, really devoted to it. And the sales conversion factor is going to be so much higher. So
it's all about influence.
Right. Totally.
Exactly. So
publish.com is what we really want to talk about. That's just kind of our job.
So give us a 10,000-foot overview. Publish.com is what's it for?
Okay. So as you know, you were just saying, I think you explained very well that publish.com is kind of like match.com. We don't purport to act like we're like any big, great, huge site. But our entire point is basically for published authors. We do offer resources for unpublished authors as well, but primarily we're looking for published authors to sign up and get listed in sort of a genre-specific directory. All of which are sort of contained within the site. And so we own, you know, kind of all of these other domains and other genre-specific category sites, if that makes any sense. It's a mouthful.
One example would be like bestyoungadultfiction.com.
Right. And I mean, these are sites that get a lot of traffic. We can list you within those based on what your book-specific category is. And then we use the exact same technology as some sort of dating site would to say, I'm an author, here's what I write. And then what a blogger or a reviewer on the other end of the site does is to sign up in the same way, and they say instead of here's what I write, they say here's what I write about, here's what I read, you know, here's what I review. So one faction of the site is authors, and then the other part is reviewers, bloggers, and readers is kind of what we're thinking. I mean, this is very mm-hmm. early stage for us right now. We have just launched the site for testing, so please, you know, sign up. And that's kind of what we're doing here today, just realizing what a great resource this could be for podcasters and what a great resource podcasters can be for our authors. It's something that we've always known, but having a place where, I mean, if you're looking for fresh content, if you're looking for experts, it's not only just our authors that are published through our publishing company that are on this site, but authors from all over. If you have a published book and you have an ISBN, you can basically be listed within this site. So it's everybody down from, you know, Jackie Collins, romance novelist with 65 New York Times bestsellers under her belt, to a person who's just, you know, like a 25-year-old guy who's written his first debut novel and it's self-published, but it's amazing, you know?
Well, that was going to be my question. So published is defined as ISBN number?
Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily, I only say you need to have an ISBN because it doesn't even mean that that's how we see you as published. So if you don't have an ISBN number, you can still register and enter all of that manually. It just takes longer. But so, if you don't have an ISBN, that's no big deal.
I guess my question is, if you're Joe, I wrote my book in Word and turned it into a PDF.
Sure.
So now I can sell my PDF. Is he welcome, not welcome?
PDFs, I mean, well, it's kind of a fine line between just having a PDF and having an ebook. I mean, what is an ebook that's not in the, it is the same thing. It is an ebook. I mean, it's an ebook in its purest sort of earliest sense. I think people now are thinking about an ebook as just something that you can read on an iPad or a Nook or a Kindle or whatever.
And
a PDF obviously isn't always going to be compatible with all of those other platforms. However, if you do have an ebook that you, for example, like I've even published a stupid ebook that's about marketing other books and ebooks. Technically, yes, I could sign up for Publish.com as a published author and say I have this great ebook that's a great resource,
well, just like,
and register that.
Yeah, just like Match.com. It's not like Match.com only accepts the most attractive, best people to date.
That's very true.
We're being joined by Mark Levine, who is the president.
Hi.
He didn't know he was going to be part of the interview. Obviously, you just launched weeks.
Like a month ago.
A month ago.
I mean, we're kind of in our testing, Publish.com, still kind of in our testing phase. Just very recently, where we've gotten to the phase where we can actually have people sign up.
Okay.
And what we really want everybody to do is sign up, explore it, give us feedback on what we can, you know, kind of use, not use, things that are working, not working, particularly for, you know, what I imagine everybody that we're talking to today here, podcaster-wise, are these authors good resources for you? Is this a worthwhile service for you to subscribe to? Obviously, for anybody who's on the blogging, reviewing, podcasting end, that would be free, because what you're providing for the authors is the exposure. That's what they are seeking, and that's what they want to pay for. So right now, for everyone, it's free to join and explore and kind of like figure out. After a while, we will charge authors to use it. We would never charge bloggers, podcasters, reviewers to use it.
It's just such an awesome resource in that instead of waiting for the low-level publicists to contact you, it's just like us.
Yes.
it's all at your fingertips, and it's kind of like putting the control back in the hands of the podcaster always has the control, but instead of having to like pick and choose between the few people that are pitching to you, all of a sudden the whole sea is open, and you know, everyone on there in your genre, you can contact them if you want to, you know, and you really are given the keys to any of these awesome authors that you might want to have on your show.
Or outside of your genre as well, or things that maybe you didn't even think about having a show about.
So I'm a podcaster. I'm like, okay, this sounds cool.
Yes.
Walk me through the process. What do I do? What do I get? How does it work? Kind of thing. Obviously, you've just started, so this may change in the future, but as we're kicking the tires and rolling down the street, what happens?
Well, the way the site is right now is such that we don't have a separate category for podcasters. Right. I mean, just having met you yesterday, talking to you today.
But we are.
But we are going to, as soon as we leave, yes, this is Mark chiming in here, but as soon as we leave this conference, we will go back and design a portion of the back end that now will have a separate kind of registration area just for podcasters. But you'll function the same as any, you know, reviewer or blogger or reader, where basically you will sign up and you won't really need to give a lot of information about yourself. I mean, essentially you'll just have to have your email address, just, you know, come up with a password, and then put your website or where you podcast from, and then something about your podcast and you know, your general category of your podcast.
And the kind of books you'd like to
kind of review. Books/authors, right, you would like to have on your show, books you might like to talk about, you know, any number of things in terms of like your profile, and that, and what you get, what you'll get as a podcaster is access to all kinds of, you know, free new content. You'll also definitely get free books from us or from the authors. If you have any interest pretty much in every, in anyone, there's,
you'll get a bunch like of authors eternally grateful to you.
Right. It's not really about numbers anymore. It's about reaching that sort of correct audience. And I think podcasting can really be a good tool for that.
It was exactly what you talked about today,
yeah,
actually.
The power of the niche.
Power of, true. Exactly. Absolutely. It's exactly right. Yeah.
So all a podcaster has to do, basically, hey, I want this kind of stuff. And you'll then say, hey, we've got new stuff in your genre, kind of,
right,
thing?
Yep. Yep. You'll get alerts via email. Sorry, I did forget to mention that that's okay, how logistically kind of it works. So you get alerts via email when an author signs up and, you know, again, like Match.com, says that they are sort of in your category, in your general genre, that they've signed up with a new book, and this is their book, and here's their website, whatever, you can kind of check them out. And they are looking for exposure. That's the other thing that they kind of have to check. So same thing, right, as like, I'm looking for, you know, non-smoker, non-drinker, whatever. I mean, I'm not. I'm looking for both.
On Match.com, I'm looking for exposure.
I'm looking, yeah, for exposure. It's totally, in a different way. Yeah. It's in a totally different way, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, if they're saying, I'm looking for exposure, I would like to be interviewed or something like that, or I want to provide an excerpt of my book, or I'd love to, you know, provide a free, and just ask for free stuff. Ask for free stuff and you will get it. This is one arena in life where you will get free stuff if you ask for it, sure, from authors. They want to give stuff away. You know, we as publicists are constantly telling them that it's really helpful for them to give stuff away in order to become successful, as you were talking about today.
Well, that would be my question. Okay, so I get my free book.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I like this book. I want to have this person on my podcast.
Sure.
Do I have his contact information?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. How do you avoid... I guess what I'm not worried about it.
Well, they just have their email address.
Okay, because I was going to say, because in some cases, in the same way that an author may not want to give out their cell phone,
sure,
and a podcaster may not want to, you know, you have to kind of ease into it. Yeah,
it's email, but it's not, what we didn't want to do was make publish.com like a leave a message on my message board and then you'll never see it again, you know, or you'll get an alert in your email that says you have a message on your message board and you'll never check it. We just didn't want to do anything that made it seem like we're making publish.com a social network. That's honestly not the framework that the site was ever made to support or be developed around. It was just about
a database.
Just a database that, yeah, matches people up, okay, and then the people take it from there.
Genres, all of the above?
We, yep, really, I mean, the...
At this point, obviously, again, still new.
Yeah, yeah, but
it will always be all genres.
And in terms of even the authors that we have right now that are our own authors, not even ones that are coming from outside publishers, I'm just thinking of here just a smattering, if I can just offer a smattering. Here are the authors that I'm currently doing like PR campaigns for, okay, that I would love to have, you know, podcasters,
smatter
whatever.
Away.
I will smatter away.
It's like you're plugging your movie
essentially
now.
Well, it is basically just, right, like this shows what range of kind of people we have. So I have currently a guy who's doing a book that's historical fiction, but it's biblical historical fiction, and it has this very interesting angle of the Apostle Paul as a gay man, a closeted gay man.
Okay.
Million angles you could go with that. You could take the political side, you could take like the biblical side, you just talk about writing process, you know, whatever.
And yet the Atlantic wasn't interested.
I know. Well, whatever. We have to go. We have to go with the audience that's there. This woman who wrote a book about winning at, or it's called Winning at Love, and it's a guide to relationships for alpha males. So specific love advice for people who thrive in business and do really well in all of their relationships where they're challenged and where it just, you know, is about success. Mm-hmm.
in non-interpersonal relationships, and then when it comes to having like romantic relationships, they're total failures. That's what she's an expert in. That's what her book is about.
We do it all. We do a lot of business books. Do a lot
what
of novels.
What do you have going on?
Well, I'm doing a historical nonfiction book about J. Frank Norris, Baptist minister in like the 1920s in Texas. He shot someone.
Just for snoring?
He disagreed with him. Or something. I don't know. He was in the KKK. I'm also doing a book written by...
interesting, though.
Yeah, no, a lot of people like that one. I'm reading, doing a book about a 9/11 widow who's talking about her experience after 9/11, giving... She, like, the media gave her a lot of moral authority, and a lot of people looked to her as just, like, a moral guide just because she lost someone in the Twin Towers, you know? And so that's another kind of non-fiction book about...
I feel like she would be a very interesting guest for a lot of people.
She sure can talk.
I just thought about my... I just thought about my other person, too, can I just say?
Go right ahead.
Okay. The other person that I had was a... it's an autobiography. It's a memoir, but it's more of an autobiography because it involves so many pictures and letters and kind of correspondence back and forth. That's really fascinating by this woman who was a legal secretary for the American defense team that defended the Japanese war criminals in the 1945-46 Tokyo trials during World War II. And she is like the most sprightly 90-year-old woman you've ever heard. She would definitely Elaine Fischel. Yeah, she would definitely like be able to call in and chit-chat, and she's really a fascinating person, has these amazing stories about, you know, these were some people that committed some of the most heinous war crimes recorded in history, and the United States was so all about having democracy sort of represented there that they sent an American defense team over to defend them. And she was like a very, very young woman who was just sort of a legal secretary and whatever. She went over there and developed all of these relationships with people who were like, you read about them in just our history textbooks as just the most vile, violent, heinous kind of, you know, people who were nicknamed the Razor, and she would like play tennis with him. And they have like letters back and forth to each other where he's like, Elaine, you are my bunny. You are dear. Like, they just really are, like, sweet to each other. And he just becomes, like, this human being. And she's got fascinating stories.
Oh, there you go.
She was one that I
There's
about.
Some of that killer content we were talking about.
Yeah. People that you wouldn't be able to access otherwise and whose books you would definitely not hear about because they aren't put out by Valentine or, Simon
right.
Schuster or whatever.
Those jerks.
But who still have really interesting stories to tell and whose stories can maybe even be told in some ways better through a podcast or where they can be speaking
rather
like
than one of writing. I feel like it's like an ideal way to sell books in particular, or really any product, but books especially, because you do get, it's a conversation, you get the story, but also because it's associated with a website so much of the time. But the thing is with podcasting is you can download, like, and I'm sure a lot of people listen to these on their computer when they're at, you know, their laptop or their desktop.
At work.
And you're looking at the webpage, and there's that button right there that you're just like, this is super interesting, I can just do it right now. You know, so it's almost, it's even better than doing a television interview, than, it's better than reading an interview on a website, you know.
It's that way.
It's like a more interesting interview with the option to buy the book right then and there. Mm-hmm. So in that way, it's like the ideal platform to sell products, especially books.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Talk
Here's
about
the
that.
Test.
Okay.
Someone wants to be on the radio. You tell them to listen to wherever they live, the morning drive station, whatever the most popular one is. There's always authors on. See if you can remember who you listen to from the time you leave your house to the time you get to wherever you're going. And even if you do... Even if you're interested, maybe in the book,
maybe
in the book, you then get to wherever you're going. You still have to then remember the title, remember the author, go to Amazon, go to BarnesandNoble.com, remember the author's website, and then you still have to go buy the book. Whereas I listen to a podcast, which I can listen to whenever, right when I'm listening to it, I can click the button. I'm hearing the name. I can go right to Amazon at the exact same time buy the book.
And the beautiful thing is, if you go, I don't remember, you hit the rewind button. There you go.
Totally, yeah.
So, all right. So the tangent I wanted to go with here is, of course, publish.com is what we're talking about. You also have a Mill City Press thing.
Yeah.
What if I'm a podcaster and I go, you know, I could take all my show notes and assemble them into a book. Is that more of the Mill City Press thing?
Mm-hmm.
So you actually help authors, new time authors, editing, proofreading kind of stuff.
from the get-go.
Raw manuscript to a published book in distribution that we are marketing, we take you through all of it.
Everything from assessing to getting editing services
cover
to
design,
your cover design,
back cover copy,
layout, finding people to give you endorsements.
Yep, sending out advanced reader copies, building you a website, trying to get that website some traffic online.
Cheap printing. I mean, really, Amazon storage listings, storage for your books.
Totally. Order fulfillment through your website.
Wow.
We are super
one-stop shop, baby. We are the SA of self-publishing.
Although nobody who's listening to this knows who SA is.
SA? Wait, Super America?
It's only in Minnesota.
No.
It's like 7-Eleven.
I've never... When you say SA, I think it's... Oh, isn't that what, like people of Hispanic... like, hey, SA? I'm like going...
That's right. We're your buddy. We're the SAs of self-publishing. No.
Oh, the Mill City Press. Oh, all the Mill City Press stuff. Yes, that we are full service for anybody who is interested in, taking, I mean, put your manuscript together, have a central idea, think about your audience, which is probably already there.
Have a central idea.
Seriously, well, if you are right. A podcaster, you already obviously have your built-in audience and probably have a central idea, but honestly, we get a lot of very disjointed kind of manuscripts sometimes, so.
Thoughts by Deb.
Right. It's important to have your, like, clear elevator pitch and to know who you're writing for is very important while you're writing. But if you're taking all of your scripts of everything you podcast about, you want it to put it together like sort of an anecdotal book, some sort of humor, you know, kind of. Absolutely. We're there to guide you through in that entire process. Pick it apart, you know, categorize it, put it into some sort of structure, and then shamelessly hawk it all over the internet.
Exactly.
So if any of your podcasters want to review books from huge publishers.
Oh, we also have another site.
We bought a very well-known book review site a couple months ago, and we just relaunched it. So they went. It's
why
called,
can't you say it?
I can. Oh. It's called armchairinterviews.com.
Armchair Interviews. And by the way, this is published, not publish.
They're playing Journey.
I know.
In the lobby. Oh, it's the Who. It's Teenage Mutant.
Yeah, it's the Who.
Anyway. You gotta love that.
It's like Baba O'Reilly, dude.
It is Baba O'Reilly.
Yeah, it is. I found that up via Sporkle.
Oh.
So, yes, it's published. ED.com. How many books are in it now if I'm a podcaster and I sign up?
Like 5,000.
Oh, cool. All right.
And there's like 800 current members that are like...
No, I mean 800 new. People that just signed up in the last few weeks.
Right.
Excellent.
So it's a site that gets fantastic traffic. No matter what's happening with it, it gets great traffic. And now that something is actually happening with it, we're hoping that the traffic just goes like...
we're building...
That's me doing thumbs up.
Sister directory, so they're all genre specific.
All right. Well, Emily, Mark, Jesse, thank you very much for coming on
the
show.
Thank you so much.
Everybody go to publish.com, sign up for free, get free books, get great content, help promote some people, and of course...
Email us if you have specific questions also. Sorry to cut you off.
That's all right.
Just email the site, info@publish.com. It actually comes to me, Emily@publish.com. I will answer any questions you have and talk to you about any kind of opportunities you want to discuss. And I will call you immediately.
All right.
Or shall Jesse call
you? If you want.
Or shall I Jesse call you?
I have an excellent phone demeanor.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Again, thanks to Mark and Jesse and Emily. You can find Mark's stuff at everything, I guess, at HillcrestPublishingGroup.com, as well as everything we talked about today, mainly was published.com. Want to thank also everybody from the Irma Bombeck Writers Workshop. You can find that at humorwriters.org. And Abby and Matt and everybody there, man, I'm tired from laughing. Actually, today is Sunday. I got about 3 hours sleep. I had a fun ride home and just a great, great weekend. And just thanks to everybody there. And if you're from that workshop and you're like, hey, Dave, I told you I was going to sign up. How do I do that? It's very easy. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com. Click on the Join Now button on the right-hand side. You can sign up for any package you want. If you don't like it, anytime within those first 30 days. You can unsubscribe. We'll give you your money back. No questions asked. That's how much I know you're going to enjoy the tutorials. You're going to enjoy the resources like publish.com and many others that are behind the doors waiting for you at the School of Podcasting.com. So we'll see you again real soon with another episode. Until then, class is dismissed.